This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former President Donald Trump is reacting after a report that his top military general feared Mr. Trump was losing it mentally after the election. That general taking action described in an upcoming book, says our Jennifer King.
The book claims that fearful of potentially erratic actions by Donald Trump in his final weeks as president, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, told top Chinese General Li Zhongcheng that the two nations would not suddenly go to war. The book says Milley went so far as to promise Li that he would warn his counterpart in the event of a U.S. attack. Donald Trump responded Tuesday with a sharply worded statement, saying that if the report was true, he assumed that Milley would be tried for treason.
COVID restrictions were among the issues that led to a recall election targeting California Governor Gavin Newsom. He has now decisively won that election. His takeaway? Californians are on his side. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
We said yes to science. We said yes to vaccines. We said yes to ending this pandemic.
Democrat Gavin Newsom becomes only the second governor in U.S. history to survive a recall vote, and he's thanking voters who endorsed his policies.
Yes to diversity. We said yes to inclusion. We said yes to pluralism.
Newsom warns against efforts in his state and nationally to undermine democracy, including claims that this election was rigged.
President Biden says almost 3 million Americans signed up for private health insurance coverage during that special six-month sign-up period, the coverage made more affordable by his COVID-19 relief law. The key defendant in the terror attacks that killed 130 people in Paris a few years ago said this morning in court that the attacks were, quote, nothing personal. He said ISIS was attacking France. This is AP News. The Justice Department is asking a federal court to stop the enforcement of a new state law in Texas that bans most abortions while it decides the case. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The Texas law, known as SB 8, bans abortions after a heartbeat can be detected, usually about 6 weeks, which is before most women know they're pregnant. Courts have blocked other states from imposing similar restrictions, but Texas's law differs because it leaves enforcement to private citizens through civil lawsuits instead of criminal prosecutions. The law went into effect earlier this month after the Supreme Court declined an emergency appeal. In Tuesday night's emergency motion, the Justice Department said the relief is necessary to protect the constitutional rights of women in Texas. I'm Julie Walker.
Consumer prices are up 5.3% over the past year, according to the Labor Department. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.